Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is May 28, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. And I strongly urge you, if you have left me a message and I haven't called you back, feel free to call back again. You know, I get a lot of messages. Sometimes I get busy. No excuse. You can also email me with the phone number on it and say, hey, I need to talk. Give me your phone number. You can find our email address at prophecyhour.com. Anyway, the phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. And, you know, folks, we hear that old train coming through there, and, you know, today it's gotten louder than it's ever been. I've been living in this little tiny one-horse. Yeah, they have one horse here. Anyway, town of less than 500 houses out here in the Flint Hills for 25 years. And I think that is the loudest that it's been. Maybe if they'd time it right, I could use it instead of the horns. What do you think? Anyway, but that's my local train that's a few blocks behind me. And sometimes early, sometimes you're late, so you can't time it. But anyway, on with the program. You can always find updates with the news, with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, at our mailing list, which is at our blog, and our mailing list address, which is at our blog, prophecyhour.com. Over there, you can find all kinds of things about our ministry. It's like a hub for all of our ministry. Anyway, our program archives can be found there at prophecyhour.com. It's a link on the side that says End Time Radio Archives, and there's also several other ways on that site to listen to programs. And if you go to that site, it's branch.podomatic.com, which is very smartphone-friendly, but, of course, Prophecy Hour is too. Branch.podomatic.com is a little better, but you don't get the news over there. But at branch.podomatic.com, they even have an app if you decide that you want to download an app to your smartphone. And I do hear that at least 50% of the people listen off their smartphones nowadays to radio. Well, enough about all that. We'll say a prayer and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray the radio tonight comes out as you want it, not as we want it, Father. For you're the only one that knows how to do anything. You're the only one that knows the real message. So I ask that you would take control, and so what comes out tonight comes out and doesn't fall out on deaf ears, that you give everybody ears and wish to hear the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest, we've been on with us a couple of times ago, and this guest has also been talked about every other time that Carl comes on, Carl Gallops comes on, because of the book that Carl wrote. Was the book is the Rabbi Kaduri, you know, who found Messiah. this who we're having on tonight, Zev, Rabbi Zev, he's an ultra-Orthodox Jew from Israel who made a leap of faith to find salvation through Yeshua HaMashiach. And again, Carl's talked about him and about how he's using the book to get other Jews saved. But there's a lot going on with this gentleman, and I'm really pleased to have him on. And so let's welcome back Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. Are you there with me, Zev?
Shalom, Pastor Dan. It's a blessing to be here.
What's a blessing? It's a blessing for you to be here, too. And the mic sounds good. I was told you had to go get a different mic, so that sounds good. Did you have a good Shabbat?
Absolutely. Praise God. It's always a blessing to be in His presence and pray and worship.
Yes, amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think tonight... So, wait a minute. Let me ask you this first. So, how do you celebrate, just to give the people, you're a Messianic Jew, and regular Christians in the United States that are listening to you and other places are thinking, well, isn't that Pentecost? And I wonder how Zev celebrates Pentecost. So, how do you celebrate that there in Israel? Is it different than what the Christians do?
I celebrate it the way it's supposed to be celebrated in the Bible. You know, all the feasts, everything that is written in the Old Testament, first of all, the word feasts are appointed times. It comes from the word moed. So when we think feast, we think, okay, we're having a big meal, a big celebration. But actually, if we take the Hebrew context, the word feast means moed, which means celebration. They're also appointment. So
right.
A celebration appointment. So I celebrate Shavuot as having an appointment with God. And, of course, you know, it's absolutely amazing because they're all dress rehearsals. The Bible says in Hebrew that all the feasts are dress rehearsals for the real performance. So we celebrate the indwelling of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. We rejoice as a dress rehearsal that we know that we receive the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and we can go out and share the gospel to the world. So basically, we just celebrated as New Covenant believers, as Yeshua said in Matthew 5:17, I did not come to abolish the prophets or the Torah, but to fulfill it. So through Yeshua the Messiah, we just celebrate it. But
yeah,
it's an appointed time. So we have an appointment with the Savior of the world, appointment with Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeah, amen, amen. I just always love to ask things like that, you know. I enjoy them. And the people do. That little tidbit of information will make people interested. But, you know, seems how I'll call it Pentecost so I don't mix up some of the people. That's actually something that was started way back in the Old Testament. And while we're on the subject of the Old Testament, Zev, can you give us an example of Messiah Yeshua that's hidden in the spiritual understanding of the Old Testament?
Yeshua the Messiah is everywhere, but we can have a good example if we go to Leviticus 14. And maybe, Pastor Dan, you'd like to read that verse out to us, a chapter of Leviticus 14.
Well, you have to give me a second to get my Bible there. I got Leviticus already. I just got to find 14. 14 what? Okay. Leviticus 14. If I would have known that you were going to do this, I would have had my online Bible on. Anyway, I got my Bible in my hand. 14 what? Are you there? Zev. Well, it looks like we lost Zev. We were going to go look up a scripture that talked about Yeshua in Leviticus 14. But it seems like he left. So I'm going to go to something else. I'm going to read until he comes back. There is seven reasons why we should pray for Israel. And number one, Yahweh has not finished with Israel. Has God cast away his people? Certainly not. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. That's Romans 11:1-2. Again, I shall rebuild you, and you shall be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel. That's in Jeremiah 31:3. And the gifts and callings of the Father, God, are irreversible. And that's in Romans 11:29. And that's just one reason why we should pray for Israel. Number two, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I always say that's like praying for Messiah to return. You can call upon the name of the Lord Yeshua and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem as a praise in all the earth. And that's Isaiah 62:6-7. And let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them cry out and spare the people of the Lord. That's Joel 2:17. I wonder if Zev made it back yet. No.
Okay. Shalom, shalom, Pastor Dan.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got my Bible open here to Leviticus 14, but I don't know what scripture you want.
You look at Leviticus 14.
Which verse?
3-5.
Okay.
Well, actually, and 3-4.
I got enough. Right. 14:3-5. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy shall be healed in the leper. And then shall the priest command to take him to be cleansed, two birds alive, clean, and the cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall call upon, shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. That's what you wanted?
Yes, well, if we look at this, you know, if I was to read that to someone in Israel or anywhere else in the world and tell him that, he'd say, hey, that sounds like witchcraft. But if we look in and dig deep inside the scripture and we understand, especially in the Hebrew context, what it says, then the two birds that are taken, one is slain and one is...
One is slain... And one is, okay, the priest commanded is taken for to cleanse two birds, alive and clean, cedar wood and scarlet. The priest shall command one of the birds to be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and dip them in the living bird in the blood of that bird, and shall and that was killed with one running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him, that is to be cleansed from leprosy, seven times, and a living bird loose into the open field. Well, that's a picture of Messiah. He is saved by the blood of the other bird, it sure looks like. Well, when Zeb comes back on, he can explain it to us. Or we may have a loss here. Right now, ABR is typing me something. He has an unstable connection. So let's see, what are we going to do? So what are we doing? So I text him back. Well, you know, this is what happens sometimes when we get people on from Israel. Earlier today, we couldn't even get the fellow that was supposed to be back on. And so that's what happens. But we're getting him back on. And And I hopefully they'll let me know when he does. Anyway, number three, we're talking about the seven reasons why we should pray for Israel. The church has a continuing dependence upon the past, present, and future of Israel. Remember, it is not you who supports the root, but the root who supports you. And that comes from Romans 11. And folks, if you haven't read Romans 11, you need to read it. Romans 11:17 is what that is. Who are Israelites? To whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the Torah, the service of Yahweh, and the promises of whom the fathers from and according to the flesh. Christ came, or Yeshua came. That's Romans 9:4-5. Fourth reason, the Gentiles have benefited from the Jewish people's fall. Now, this is in Romans 11:2, and you should really, really read that. Through the trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles, and that's Romans 11:11. Romans 11:11. If the falling away was riches for the world, what will their reconciling be but life from the dead? Romans 11:15. It says that some were broken off because of disbelief, and because of their breaking off, the Gentile people, were able to be grafted in. And then it says, don't be high-minded and boast, because they'll be grafted back in again. And then we will have the one new man concept. You will have an explosion of faith. Anyway, number five, and I'm reading this, by the way, from Out of Zion's website called Out of Zion, and he was supposed to be my first guest, but things were bad in Israel, and we couldn't get his connection either. So I'm reading this from his webpage, outofzion.com. anyway, Yahweh loves Israel. If we have his love in his spirit, shouldn't we? Israel, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That's Jeremiah 31:3. They are beloved for the sake of their fathers. That's Romans 11:28. Whosoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. Zechariah 2:8. So even though, you know, you love your children, even though they're messing up, don't you? And you might correct them and punish them for a while, whether it's going to a room and locking them up, or in Israel case, they got kicked clear out of their country. But now they're going back because it's the time of the end. And he's bringing them back for his purpose, not for ours, but for his. Anyway, number six, Yeshua's return to take up his thousand-year reign is
the person whom you're trying to reach
on Israel's salvation, that he may send Yeshua, whom heaven is restraining until the time of the restoration of all things, as spoken of by Yahweh through the mouth of his holy prophets. That's Acts 3:21. And he says, you won't see me again until I say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And that's the Lord Yeshua. That's Matthew 23:39. Behold, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye shall see him, even they who pierced him. Revelation 1:7. So, you see, these are many reasons why we should pray for Israel. We need to pray while we are to pray for everybody. We should most assuredly pray for Israel because it is the apple of his eye, and he does love them. And they were supposed to be a priesthood to us. And while they messed up and that didn't quite get done, there's scripture that says that in the end time, the Gentiles will go to them and pull on the titsy of the Jew and say, surely you know God. So there is that circle back is what it is. And when Yeshua returns, where is he going to rule from? He's going to rule from Jerusalem. And so, amen. If he loved them enough to do that. Seven, you will be blessed if you bless the Jewish people. I will bless those who bless you. Genesis 12:3. So it is your duty to help the Jewish people, according to this website. It pleased them indeed that they are debtors, for the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things. Their duty is also to minister to them in material things. Romans 15:27. You know, in fact, the word says, it also talks about in Romans 11, that we are to make them want Yeshua. They will get jealous and they will want Yeshua. So that is our job. How can we make them jealous if we're not praying for them, if we're not ministering to them? It's just doing it in the proper way. I believe people like Zeb or I have been picked so they can minister to their own people because, you know, just there was the reason why I asked him about Shavuot is because he looks at it from a Hebraic perspective, and looking at it from the Hebraic perspective, which we really should also, but he looks at it and that way he can communicate with fellow Jews and get them to be saved. And that's what the point of all this is. You know, there is a time that it says there will be the fullness of the Gentiles. And then at that time, I look for there to be a revival among the Jews. In fact, I think that's going on. Starting slow, but building up. So we need to pray for them in every way that we can. And Zev is using the book, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, in order to minister to them. You know, and Israel is really in a lot of trouble. You can tell that when we're in the end times by watching Israel. Just the other day, they had another rocket attack in Israel, and that rocket attack was while they tried to play it down, there was people that were claiming that these was ISIS supporters that were doing it. And really, right now, there seems to be sort of a battle of sorts of wills and of talking between the Hamas and ISIS for the controlling of the Gaza Strip. Well, you know what ISIS will do if it has the Gaza Strip. It will fortify it up. And it will use it to attack to have a major invasion against Israel. So, you know, it's we are in that time of the end. Like we were talking about earlier on the program earlier, there's so many wars and rumors of wars, and let alone right now, how many war games that are going on across this country, not this country, partially in this country, Jade Helm, but that are going on across the world. Many, many, many are doing that. And so something's going on. Something is definitely going on. Are you back, Zev?
Yes, I'm back, Pastor Dan.
You are
like
back.
The enemy,
okay,
the enemy,
well, while you're gone, I think I figured it out.
God is for us. Who can be against us?
Yeah, amen. Well, I think while you're gone, I figured it out. So, but we'll let you go ahead and explain it to us. You were starting to do so good with it. 14, Leviticus 14.
Yes, okay, so the priest goes outside. That's where we were at. Then he takes two live birds and cedar wood and scarlet string and hyssop. Now notice that all these things were present when Yeshua HaMashiach was on the cross. So we see a beautiful picture of the cross right here. And then he would slay one of the birds. Okay, there were two birds chosen. Notice there's two birds chosen, but one bird was slain. One bird gets slain. He slays the bird over the water, okay?
Right.
Remember when the Roman soldier pierced Yeshua on the side, what came out? Came out water, okay? Water
right.
and blood came out.
Water and blood, yes.
Water and blood. Then he would go and he would dip, he would take the live bird. Okay, one was slain, but he would take the live bird. And in Hebrew, the word for dip is actually the word baptize. So he would actually, he would actually baptize the other bird inside the water, which represents that he would be set free in the fire of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so in order for the priest to go into the field, he used to sprinkle seven times. Okay, now
well, I think we lost him. Sprinkle seven times. Amen. Well, we're right up against the break time. Let me find his web address, and you guys can go check his website out, because we've only got a little bit here before break. Normally, we have a better connection with him in Israel. This is the first time that we've had this kind of problem. But you should check him out at Messiah of Israel Ministries.org. That's Messiah of Israel Ministries.org. Messiah of Israel Ministries.org. In fact, wherever you listen to this radio program in archives, you can find Brother Zev's website from it. There will be a link to it with the program. And you go over there to his website. He's got lots of good YouTubes and things. In fact, we have YouTubes and audios either at our YouTube site or audio site. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System. studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific. Unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, we're back. I don't think a radio guest is, but this is commercial time anyway for the ministry. Please, folks, remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And, you know, let me start this off saying, you know, it's close to the end of the month. You guys don't want to hear me read a bunch of stuff, do you? I just say it like this. You know, we've been doing this for 16th year starts in June. And June is, Monday, June 1st. And so a lot of our bills are coming in. Radio airtime's coming in. We need to restock the mission church, and my wife informed me that the bills are due for the mission church. And you know, it's always funny. You know, our donations come after about the first 10 days of the month. You know when the bills come due? The week before, you know. And if you got a double bill, they'll shut it off, you know, like they're threatening to do with the gas. But anyway, summertime, what's the worst that could happen? The gas get turned off. But anyway, pray about it. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church, especially you folks over there in Wichita. And you folks in Wichita, if you don't have money, you can bring clothing in. You can bring, you know, food, canned goods, things like that. That's always welcome. If you got any extra sleeping bags or blankets, bring them in. You know, you just come in the back door and go to the kitchen door and say, hey, I would like to make this donation. And if you want to talk to me, say, hey, I'd like to talk to Pastor Dan. You know, they'll set you up with me. But so come down and do that. Or pray about supporting radio airtime. You know, Wichita and I have Dallas now in competition. Now, I don't know how many people listen on live radio as far as it being streamed out, and I don't know how many people are listening on satellite, but I do know how many people go to my End Time Radio archives, and I can tell also where they're at. And we have the largest number of listeners right now is in Wichita, Kansas, and because we can tell by downloads and plays. Also, Dallas is getting pretty close. So any of you folks over there in Dallas want to make a donation, make sure that you go through our website to do it and not any other ministries. Or if anybody has heard that you need to donate to us through another ministry, no, you just go to prophecyhour.com and donate through there. But you folks in Wichita, you could bring in a donation or just come by if you'd like to meet me. I'm glad to say hi to you. But anyway, so pray about it. You know, we help so many people. We've helped thousands and thousands of people over 15 years complete, and many different ways, miracle prayers, the gospel, Bibles, clothing, first aid, you name it, we've just about do it. So that's why the agencies tell their people about their employees about the Potter's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People have millions of dollars in their budget. Send people to a place that has no budget. Folks, we are responsible, the very last hope for so many. And you know, folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. And all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's at prophecyhour.com. Or call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And, folks, please remember again to pray for the Wichita Mission Church. And let me check and see if our guest is back on. Are you on with us, Deb? Okay, well, then maybe I can get my producer to play us a little song or a commercial so that I can pull something up here for us and see what's going on with Rabbi Zev. That would be a real big help. Anyway, but in the meantime, I'll talk on, you know, really pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We do need your help, and we are different than other folks. How are we different? We set examples and give people relationships. So if you give a person a relationship, then that's the way that you get them to Messiah, by treating them like an agency would treat them. You don't give them help, and they don't look at you in a time of trouble. So now let's hear this song, and then we'll get something going for you for the second half. folks, that was a song by Brother Ben, and it was a little bit short, so I'm just going to do some talking to you tonight. We're not going to, I'm advising my producer to stop trying to get Zeb because, you know, it doesn't look like the weather or something's right in Israel. And so I'm just going to speak to you from my heart on a couple of things. Number one, you know, with all of these things, first off, I'd like to direct you to our Prophecy Hour website. If you've never been there, you should go there because in the first column, you'll see I post news articles. We post them over, not the same ones over, but I am in the news, and this shows you how much that we do read and we do research, and the point is it'll keep you informed. There's several different ways you can subscribe to them. Over on the right-hand side, if you scroll down, there's something called PNS. And if you subscribe to the PNS list, that will get you every post that I post will come into your inbox. Or you can simply just go over here and look once or twice a day or whatever floats your boat, because the news gets over there as it comes in. And you need to, if you never really look at the news, you need to start looking at the news, because you'll see all of these terrible things that are happening over and over and over and over again. Like now, the whole world is preparing for war. You know, a lot of people are saying they're either preparing for war or there's, let me give you two possibilities. You know, now, like my producer pointed out, he said, well, it may not Russia that attack us, but do it to protect their interests. At whatever reason, if we go to war over Russia, it's going to be over, you know, your Ukraine. And that could lead to an escalation where it could be, as Russia sees it, an act to defend themselves, which would be a missile attack on the United States. I don't believe that it would be major because I really don't think that they want a nuclear world. But do I believe they will use nuclear weapons? I honestly believe that they would, because Obama, I believe, would surrender immediately. And I think all I would have to do is hit the east and the west coasts. And there's been lots of men of God that have had dream visions of the east and the west coasts being hit by nuclear weapons. And so that goes outside of America being Babylon and destroyed in one day. But with the east and west coast hit, that makes a lot of sense, because then it preserves the interior of the country. Why blow the whole country up when they could take over the rest? Point being, it could very well happen this summer. Then we had the report a while ago that I read that, and I didn't do it on this program, but let me read you this. The Ministry of Defense is reporting today that President Putin ordered this morning's massive snap combat exercise of Federation Air Forces and air defenses. He ordered them to have massive combat exercises after he received an incoherent telephone call from the British Prime Minister David Cameron, wherein the United Kingdom leader began apologizing for the coming war. Well, what's that? And he pleaded for his country not to be retaliated against with nuclear weapons. During this nearly 30-minute telephone call, this MOD report states Prime Minister Cameron further related his belief feelings to President Putin that the United Kingdom was being pushed into this conflict by the Obama regime, whose adventures in both Syria and Ukraine have cost tens of thousands of lives, and he continues to destabilize the whole world. I do believe Obama is somebody in Bible prophecy. He's not the Antichrist, but he is being used by the devil to destabilize the whole world. The world has been destabilized. Look at since he came in office. Look at those things, folks. Look at the Arab Spring. You know, it's been found out now. We have emails. We talked about this on radio a while back with one of the brothers, Ben Barrick. We pointed it out right when Benghazi happened, that it was a gun-running operation. And these people that ended up getting the guns, you know who they became? They became ISIS. And what was that? That was a CIA distribution center That's what that was. It wasn't. It was a CIA compound. That's proof. But now emails have came out that prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt that Hillary was in cahoots and they were feeding illegal guns that we should not have been supplying to these people, and those people became, part of them became ISIS, if not all of them. Now, we created ISIS. The CIA did. And while I don't believe that they created him for the purpose of what ISIS is doing, but that shows this administration's lack of understanding at how things go and who you give guns to. He gave guns to people that were unstable. He gave guns to barbaric people that have a different agenda than Obama. I'm sorry. And so they are fulfilling their will. And so you have that whole region growing bigger and bigger and bigger. You have ISIS saying that within a year they're going to get a nuclear bomb. And you know where they're going to use it? You think they can't smuggle it across our open border? We get thousands and thousands of people across that border every day and truckloads of marijuana and drugs and everything over. Do you think they will not be able to sneak a nuclear bomb across a porous region of the border? And what you just have to sit back and say, well, what city are they going to do to it? And it's going to be a major city. And so again, goes back to that. If one of you, if you folks are living in a major city, what's going to happen? But maybe that's what this administration wants. It wants a nuclear bomb to go off, so then they could declare martial law. They declare martial law. Well, oh, they got the soldiers trained for that, don't they? With Jade Helm, yeah, they're training the soldiers for that. And also, you have to think, well, Obama doesn't really want to leave office. He said several times he thought he ought to have a third term. If he declares martial law, then he's in office for 5 years. Unless, of course, the military does a coup and takes him out of office. But what other, if he, and under martial law, he could do worse things than he does now. Because if martial law comes, the Constitution is suspended. And so then he can do just what he wants. Am I saying that's what's going to happen? I don't know if that's what's going to happen. I'm just throwing some plausible things out there. And what about you Christians out here and you Christian ministers? You think you're untouched? Well, what happens if the Supreme Court rules that gay marriage is legal for all states? What, so then what happens? Do you think that you're, that immediately gay people aren't going out of vengeance, going to rush to churches and try to get the church pastors to marry you, to marry them? And by doing so, the church pastors say no. They'll end up turning that into a form of hate speech. The word of God in this country is about to become hate speech. People like Billy Graham notice it. James Dobson noticed it. These people have told the Supreme Court that they will not obey, and they're advising Christians not to obey. So what's going on with that? We have that going on. You know, the devil is in the details, or technically the devil is in all this. We're fighting a spiritual battle. It's getting worse and worse. What if CERN does succeed in unleashing these demons from wherever they came from? Maybe that will be a doorway to the other dimension that has the fallen angels locked up in the earth. What do you think about that? What if this whole, I mean, the Bible talks about a pit where all of these demonic things come out of. What if that's it? And what if that happens? What does that leave? What it leaves is that you should be doing the right things. What it leaves is that you need to be living by faith. What it leaves is that you need Yeshua, HaMashiach. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Yeshua Messiah, the Lord of glory, with respect of all persons? For if there a man come into your assembly, a man with a gold ring and in godly apparel, goodly apparel, and there come also in a poor man and vile remnant, Do you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit at thy, under thy footstool? Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Yahweh chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which hath been promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme the worthy name by which ye are called? If ye faithful, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convicted of, or convicted of the law as transgressors. For whosoever keep the whole law, yet offend it in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that saith, do not commit adultery, hath also said, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, but yet thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. And by the way, that should say, thou shalt not do murder. So if you speak ye, and so do they, as they shall be judged of the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and the mercy rejoices against judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, it be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give him not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? If so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, if a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works, show me your faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. And the devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest how faith wrought with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Yahweh. You see then how then by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. See, the work was, by faith he believed that Yahweh wouldn't make him kill his son, but he believed by faith he should do what Yahweh said. So he stepped out in his faith, and he offered up his son, and he became a perfect, if you can call it that, shadow picture of Yeshua. Because when he offered up his son, that was like the father offering up his son. When he started to go down with his knife, in his mind, his son was dead. The angel stopped him, and that was resurrection. So his son was resurrection. So you see life, death, resurrection, father, son. That's, he was a shadow picture of Yeshua. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? For the body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead, being alone. And that's what we do, folks. You know, I believe by faith. My father told me to go feed the people, go minister to the people, go give first aid to the people, go take care of the people in Wichita. So I leave my house many days with less than enough gas to even get back and only a couple of dollars in my pocket. And I go over there, we feed the people, we pray for the people, and I, guess what? I always get back home. Things work out. People are taken care of. But that's by faith. So I'm showing you, look at the Wichita Mission Church. That is a work, but it's done by faith, but it came naturally by the Father. That's my point, is once you become saved, your works should come natural. Following him and doing what is right and doing what he wills, that is the right thing to do, and that comes by faith. Yes, amen. That comes by faith, believing. And if you don't ever step out in faith, it doesn't work like this. Okay, I believe, and then you sit down on the couch and wait for something to happen. That isn't the way it works. Faith is an action word. You got to get up, get into movement, and step towards that thing that the Father told you to do. You need to step out in your faith. For the word says several places, for the just shall live by faith. We are family, Messiah's branch. We live by faith. And I have faith to believe that you folks that are listening to me on radio will make a donation. So as we get into, we're headed towards the summer slope. We really do need your support so that we can do the things that the Father wants us to do and that we have been doing. Remember, we've been doing this for 15 years the same way. June starts the 16th year. And so it's, and in that time, we have helped so many people, but we haven't helped them. The people that donated them has helped them, and it was the Father that got the people to donate. whether you think so or not, he put it on your heart to make that donation. So, you know, and he even says, whenever you take care of one of the least of these, you're like taking care of me. That's the way that it works. So we serve the Father by serving the people. You understand that? We serve the Father and the Son by serving the people. You know, what do? You know, amen. Again, lift us all up in prayer and pray for Israel tonight, because it sure seems like something must be going on, at least wise with their communications over there. So let's pray for Israel. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, we lift up Israel tonight. They are going so much tribulation. I understand the tribulation that you want them to go for. What you allow is so they will turn to the Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, because only through him are all people saved. But Father, we do realize that Israel is the apple of your eye, and so we lift Israel up tonight and pray for the people over there, and we pray for a revival to happen. We pray that Rabbi Zev is prosperous in his work to get the Jews saved. We also pray that the earlier fellow that was on here to talk from Israel, David Silver, we pray for his ministry too, because he too is trying to lead Jews to Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, both in Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Both of the gentlemen we were going to have on, that was going to be a testimony about how Jews are being saved in Israel. Well, you know, I guess storms or radio communications just didn't work out. So I apologize for that. So make sure you tune in next week. I got some good guests coming lined up for you, but I'm going to surprise you with them. But they will be good guests, and we'll, if they're in the country, we'll be pretty sure that they'll be able to be on. If they're in Israel, well, I don't know. But we try to get you people from all over the world. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Remember that you need to always be a blessing to others. And remember, really, there is only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. And he gave his life for our repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him is, and only through him is the way to the Father. And that is his sign. He said, Yeshua was asked, what is your sign? He said, to a wicked and adulterous generation is the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. That is his sign. It's not a day and a half in a little while. It needs to be 3 days and 3 nights. Otherwise, that is another gospel, as Paul would say, and they preach another Jesus. Remember, again, always be a blessing to others. Pray for us, because we need your support. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.